From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California lawmakers say they will seek consensus as they look for ways to reduce gun violence. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, they heard from gun rights advocates, law enforcement, and gun violence prevention experts at a joint legislative hearing.
Lawmakers had a chance to hold the kinds of guns and ammunition used in recent mass shootings. They saw how easy it can be to change a gun magazine.
You can do it in very rapid succession. That gun today can be purchased in California.
Bureau of Firearms Chief Stephen Lindley gave lawmakers a show-and-tell demonstration as they consider increasing gun regulations that are already among the nation's toughest. He told them California also has a unique system of tracking people who own guns illegally. So far, that's more than 19,000. The number goes up every year.
Despite our best efforts, the Bureau does not have the funding or resources to keep up with this annual influx of cases to reduce the backlog.
Gun rights advocates claim that's a significant factor in mass shootings. Sam Paredes is with the Gun Owners of California.
If you continue to work on issues that affect guns, ammunition, and law-abiding gun owners, you will continue to have the atrocities that we have seen, because none of these laws will impact those people who one day are normal and the next day are insane.
Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg says he'll introduce legislation that would provide immediate funding to the Department of Justice to clear the backlog.
It seems to me that an $8 million, a $15 million, a $20 million a year investment in getting guns out of the hands of prohibited persons would be a very wise and worthy investment.
Lawmakers will also consider legislation that would tax ammunition sales and limit the number of rounds in a magazine. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.